three people are discussing about their frustration with a professor named Professor Jones. The first speaker, Speaker A, begins the conversation by expressing her feelings. She thinks that even though the professor is passionate about her research, she does not seem to care about her students at all. The second speaker, Speaker B, agrees and gives some examples. She says that Professor Jones cancels classes often for conferences and her projects. She also adds that when the professor is in class, she is too focused on her own work and does not have time to answer students' questions. Then, Speaker A chimes in again. She explains the main problem: the students feel like they are just an inconvenience. She is also worried that she will fail the final exam because the professor rushes through lectures and gives no feedback on their assignments. The third speaker, Speaker C, agrees with this problem and says it is very hard to study without the professor's guidance. He suggests that they should talk to her. Speaker A doubts that talking to her will help, as she does not believe the professor will change her ways. But Speaker C pushes back and says they have to try something, and perhaps they can write her a letter or email first so she has time to think about it. Speaker B thinks this is a good idea. She also suggests they should talk to the other students in the class, because more people speaking up will make it more likely for the professor to listen. Speaker A then says they have to try for their own sake, because they are paying for their education. Speaker C fully agrees, saying they must fight for what they deserve. He encourages them to do this together.